With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The Federal Aviation Administration will reduce air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume markets beginning Friday morning to maintain safety during the ongoing government shutdown. The UPS cargo plane crash at the company's global aviation hub in Kentucky will temporarily disrupt the supply chain and result in some shipping delays. UPS has not released any details about how many and what types of packages were on the plane. A majority of the U.S. Supreme Court justices seemed skeptical on Wednesday about President Donald Trump's ability to unilaterally impose far-reaching tariffs. Three conservative justices raised questions about whether an emergency law gives the president near limitless power to set and change duties on imports. DoorDash reported higher-than-expected orders and revenue in the third quarter. The San Francisco-based delivery company said its total orders rose 21% to $776 million in the July through September period. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.